This is the Roaring Elephant Podcast, and here I am with my ever so trendy co-host, Jon.
Trendy, I'm just threw this on, you know, it's just my regular hoodie and everything. Thank you. Are you not talking about that, are you?
Of course that's what I'm talking about. But no, we have a different set of trends that we are going to be talking about for this episode.
Maybe we don't have episodes. Trends. Somebody else has trends.
That's true. The world has trends, and those trends have been identified by the experts at McKinsey. So, the technology trends outlook for 2024 may seem a little bit strange, given that we're pretty late in 2024 at this point, but there you go.
Better late than never. It's always true in tech, so.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm going to be sharing some stuff on screen, so for people not watching YouTube. We're going to try to tell or talk about everything that's visible, but this might be a good one to view on YouTube if you haven't done so before.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So there's a bunch of different trends. I think some of them very much in our wheelhouse. Some of them I don't really know a great deal about or even necessarily care about. So we'll see how this one goes. I think some things we might have a lot to say, and some things I think we'll breeze right on by.
Now, some things we'll have a lot to say because we know something about it. Some things we'll have a lot to say because we invent stuff around it.
Oh, so we're basically hallucinating LLMs now. That's what you're saying.
AI is the future. You have to adapt.
All right. We're just going to start hallucinating stuff. Great. Fine. Wonderful. All right.
I think they're going to go through them in reverse order or something, although no, because the first one is obviously the one everybody expected. By the way, we haven't really read this article. We just found it, and we thought it was kind of fun to see how our opinions align, misalign, or just funny.
Yeah, indeed. So again, this is these are sort of the trends as they've shifted from 2019 to 2023. So, bear that in mind. Things will have shifted even further in the last however many months it is when you listen to this recording. But this is from, say, 2019 to 2023. And as Jon mentioned, the first trend that the fine folks at McKinsey have identified is indeed generative AI. And They kind of show this on a graph which has one axis that they call interest and another axis that they call innovation. And probably not too surprising to anyone out there. Oh, they also do categorize adoption, whether it's early sort of adopter, frontier technology, or whether it's something that is fully scaled and fully adopted by the world. And it probably won't surprise anyone that back in 2019, generative AI was 0-0 at origin. Did the phrase generative AI even exist?
The generative models, the transformer models, were made in 2017, I'd say. But the application of those models is what's now generative AI, and that only happened later. So it can't be much later than 2019, but don't think 2019 was nobody was talking about it in any case.
Yeah, so maybe it was more kind of theoretical early concepts, that sort of thing.
Universities, research papers, things like that, but in actual applications and the oh-so-great hype around it, no, that came later.
So my question to you, like, this is basically, like, there's very little actual true enterprise-wide innovation, according to McKinsey, in 2023. So my question to you, but there's huge interest, it just zips all the way along the interest scale. So my question to you is, do you think that 2023 to 2024, do you think the line is hockey sticked up and there's actually some really good kind of innovation happening now? Or do you think that the interest thing has just punched all the way out the right-hand side of the graph and, you know, the hype is just taking it on past the right-hand side of your web browser, past the right-hand side of your monitor, through the side of your house, down the street, and all the way to the ocean?
Well, no to the last one, because the scale goes to 100% and you cannot have more than 100%. That is just physically impossible.
I'm going to give it 110%.
No, I think the interest is now at 0.6, so 60-63%, I'd say. It'll definitely have gone further because there have been in 2024 so much marketing hype around it. So if you, there might have been still a couple of people that didn't know about Gen AI in 2023. Today, everybody knows it, from the highest base to the poorest, from the most intelligent to the dumbest, from the oldest to the youngest. It's been across everything. Mm. So I do think it went to the right. Did it go up in innovation? I would be surprised.
Mm.
Now, there have been some things, because in 2023, I think DALL-E was already out there, so there was some image generation, but we do now have the video generation, storytelling, so there have been some changes there. But those are changes on the part of the technology providers, not innovation on the part of the technology appliers. And I think that has stayed pretty much the same in 2024, because if I look around here, well, in my mind, I can't remember, it's a lot of space there. I can't remember a lot of actually applied Gen AI. Sure, everybody has a chatbot, and the first thing everybody does is click away the chatbot because they're horrible, and they only got more horrible with Gen AI, not better in my opinion. Apart from that, have you ever actually used Gen AI in every day except to ask something to ChatGPT? I guess that's one applied application you could do.
Yeah,
which I sometimes do just to see. I think it's like this: let's ask ChatGPT, and if what it says is totally ridiculous, okay, and concurrent to what I'm saying, then I must be wrong. That's basically how I use it. But apart from that, I really don't have seen any actual application of real Gen AI that actually makes a difference.
Hmm.
And I might be wrong.
I think you are probably right. I'm just trying to think 2023 to 2024. I think you're probably right. Like I think that, you know, the models obviously have got a lot better over the last year.
I wouldn't say a lot. They've gotten better. Not generationally.
Not generationally better, not kind of orders of magnitude better. More refined, maybe, is a better way to put it. Something like that.
Better marketed.
Better is a strong word, but certainly heavily marketed. So that's one thing. Do you think that, I tell you one thing I think probably has changed 2023 to 2024 is, I think, the accessibility of generative AI. You know, you can, or generative AI both output and generative AI usage, I think, is a lot more like, you don't need to go and like pay lots of money and subscribe to a service and worry about, you know, tokens being consumed and all that sort of thing. Like there's a lot of services that have generative AI, you know, included in them now that you no longer need to, a lot of them you don't even need to pay for. Like, I mean, the obvious one that comes to mind for me, like it or loathe it, is the, you know, the generative AI snippets and at the top of a lot of Google searches, for example. Whereas I think still a year ago, trying to remember, I think there was still more of a lot of the generative AI stuff was kind of behind paywalls, but I think there's a lot more stuff, whether it's on device stuff, you know, you've got Apple Intelligence has rolled out now, and, you know, there's like all sorts of different generative AI solutions available that even your average human being out there can go and have a little tinker and have a little play with. And as you said earlier, like ask it questions and ask it to refine its document, or you know, summarize this for me, or you know, whatever it might be. So maybe, I think I'm generally with you. The hype has, like, and quote or slash interest has definitely zipped to the right, probably at 0.9. Like, it's probably not one yet, only because it's still got more to go. But I think there's been a bit of an uptake in sort of the innovation, consumption, ease of integration into like more everyday life situations.
I want to quickly react to your comments about the paywall being removed, because unsurprisingly, I couldn't disagree more. Google putting the little ChatGPT stuff at the top, sorry, Gemini stuff at the top, that's not free. That's you pay with that, with your data. And considering how bad Google search has become, you spend a lot more time before you find something, so you're paying more there. Example of Apple, well, there's a reason that the new iPhones cost $2,000+, and that's the AI tax you're paying on top of it. So that stuff is just, you pay for that more and more every year. But even worse than that, I think AI has reached a point where they're at such a level of interest score that the incentivization has been applied. Where before you had the model and you could just go to the internet to the model and do the thing with the model, because it was still being marketed, hey, we need to convince people this is a good thing. Putting a paywall in front of that is a bad thing. So yes, true, there maybe was no paywall. It was more of a, you need to have an invite to get in there. You had to know somebody, but if you knew somebody, it was pretty easy to get there. What I'm seeing in 2024 is that a lot of these models now have several levels. And you have the simple level that allows you to do something, but you can still only do it 2 or 3 times per day. You can't save it, you can't do it. So there has been a bit of incentivization happening where they put extra limits on the free stuff, and then you have the paid tier that can do all the things themselves. And the reason I know that is I actually have very recently done a experiment. Well, I needed it. I needed to do translations for stuff. I needed to make subtitle translations for something. I went to every single free, not every single, I probably didn't find all of them. There's so many these days. But I tried a lot of the well-known, let's say, free offerings to just do video translation and then, video subtitling, and then to translate that from English to French. None of the free to use things actually worked, because they were limited in certain ways that just made it unusable. In the end, I had to actually create, I'm not going to say which one I used, doesn't matter, but I had to use a paid subscription, which I was a thing for my job, so I did have to pay for it myself. But still, it just wasn't possible. Even if it was a personal thing, it's just limited every which way, which for me means a paywall might have been obfuscated.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's very much there still, and than it used to be.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. I'm definitely not saying the paywalls have vanished. Far from it. As you say, the far more advanced models, the far more advanced use cases that you want to apply, like they definitely want you to pay for that. But I just think that there's more easy access to at least the simple levels of generative AI than there was back in 2023.
That's very much easy to the gateway drugs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But they're there to be first, gateway drugs.
First hits free. Mm. Yeah. Right. Okay. That's maybe definitely enough on generative numbers AI. There.
They have a $36 billion equity investment. I think that's going to go up a lot in 2024, because NVIDIA itself is worth double that now or something. I don't know.
That's
100 times that.
Yeah, I mean, that number, $36 billion of equity investment, like, there's probably a one in front of that in 2024. Yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
And job postings, here it says 111% increase from 2019 to 2023. I think that's going to go up even further. The problem go ahead.
I was going to say that there's probably 111% job posting difference between 2023 and 2024.
More even. But what I'm seeing is there's some job openings for technical parts, but most of the AI, Gen AI related job openings are for marketeers, prompt inventors, and things like that. So they will probably not help the innovation score up by a lot. But that being said, if at the moment, it's a bit like when I was young, and if you wanted to be sure of a job, did do something with computers, they will never go away. I think Gen AI kind of has that status today. If you do something with Gen AI, you should be set for the next couple of years, where computing IT is something that pretty much never going to go away again because there's so much to do with it. I'm still kind of wondering if we're going to reach a point where generative AI becomes not obsolete, but considered irrelevant. And focusing too hard on pure generative AI things. I said most thing, having a good basis, a good broad basis of technology under your belt is a good thing. This is at a very high hype level at the moment.
Yeah.
And you should kind of expect a bubble burst, I think.
I think
this year,
fair.
No. Next year, probably not.
Probably not.
But in 10 years, though, this will look very differently, I think.
I mean, it will have become mainstream. Like, we will figure out a lot of the challenges with generative AI over the next, I mean, let's just guess 10 years. And at some point along that way, the next thing will come along. Generative AI is just the latest, you know, seismic shift in the tech industry. And we've covered in the past, like, all the various shifts that just the ones that we've experienced. This, in my mind, is just the latest. It's the latest wave. It's the latest thing to sweep the tech world and get everyone excited. And it will run its course, and maybe it'll have a good few years of hype and acceleration and innovation. I certainly hope so. I think there's a lot that we have to figure out in this to make it continue to make it usable and valuable and that side of things. But there will be a point, for sure, where this is just another technology that we just use, and we don't really think about it as being new or fresh or sexy or interesting. It's just another part of the toolbox. So, yeah, I definitely agree. Don't specialize in it, but don't think that this is the only thing you'll ever need to do.
I was kind of trying to find an example of something, and I thought of the first window managers. I mean, once upon a time, there was DOS, the nice C prompt. Mm. And then you had, I think it was called Gem, which was the first one.
Correct.
And then you had the Windows version first. I mean, at those days, window managers, 3D, not 3D, 2D, drag and drop things were totally hype. Today, if you see a computer that doesn't have a window manager, that's not a computer. It's totally accepted to be there. And if it's not there, it's a minus. It's not that having it is a plus. It's not having it is a minus. Mm. And that's, as you said, where we're going to be heading towards, I think.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, do we have time for another one, or will we keep the next one?
I think if we go into the next one, we will end up running very long. Very much. So I think we might wrap this one up as a shorter one.
That today time half all we is. I'm speaking Dave now. you can support this podcast. You can become a patron. Contributions do help us get language lessons from time to time, which you do need. but we're on YouTube again for this episode. And the next one's probably looking at the little nice graphs that we show on our little stream is not the word, but videocast, let's call it that. May be useful to follow the conversation, although we do try to mention everything that's on the screen. But contributions do help us. On YouTube, you can like us, subscribe us, notification bell us, and YouTube us. I'm reading something here. I don't even know what I'm reading anymore. But you can please go to www.roaringalpha.org. That's our website. And there's links to the Patreon page, the YouTube page, information for podcast. And of course, if you have any feedback to us, send it to by email to podcast@roaringelephant.org. Until next time, my name is not yet obsolete, Jon.
Dave Yoda, my name is.
And forward looking to next week, we are. Goodbye.
See you then.